Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss juggles the ball. That's an error on Sternweiss. Carrasquel moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss fires to second and picks off Carrasquel for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upton for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the mound. Overmeyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Friend moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a line drive into right field. Wood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Massey moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and has Massey trapped. There's the throw to Friend who throws over to Sternweiss who tags Massey for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Zerniel scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Moss. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Johnson now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-2 in the game. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Summers pinch hits for Don Johnson. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Upton moves to second. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kokoz hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.